This is Dr. Unico dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Noe Jaden Puente Jr. Date of birth, August 18, 2009. Case ID number is 376-2551. Date of exam, January 31st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records. Medical records from Dr. David Lee Jimenez, dated 2020. Informant is Esmeralda Castillo. Identifying information. This is a 13-year-old male who presented with his mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral palsy, comma, with right hemiparesis, comma, epilepsy, comma, and attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The claimant lives with his mother at this time, and the claimant's parents are separated. There are five other siblings that are older and all living their own life at this time. The mother is presently not working. She was working for a company up north, which was named Express Company. The last time she worked was November the 17th, 2022. She has a history of working as a migrant worker, which is a seasonal job. But she states when she does work, she works 8 to 10 hours per day, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her son. The claimant was on disability for approximately 6 years, and then it was discontinued. She is presently receiving Medicaid and food stamps. Allegation number one, cerebral palsy with right hemiparesis. Number two, epilepsy, and number three, hyperactive attention deficit disorder. History of allegations. Number one, cerebral palsy with right hemiparesis. The mother states that since birth, the claimant has had a mild cerebral palsy with a right upper and lower hemiparesis, even of the neck area. The claimant has decreased balance, and sometimes decrease in eye movement. His speech and mental status is good, and the claimant has a normal IQ. The mother states he has frequent seizures and has had syncopal episodes in the past. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 2 hours, comma, climb three flights of stairs, comma. But the claimant does not have a cane or walker that he uses. He is left-handed dominant and his right is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top. He was diagnosed with a cerebral palsy and right upper and lower mild hemiparesis, which appears to be very mild at this time. Allegation number two, seizure disorder. The mother states that since birth, the claimant has had petite mild seizures, which consist of the moving of his eyes back and forth, somewhat like a nystagmus. The claimant is presently not taking any medications for his seizure disorder. The mother states that the last time he was in the emergency room for a seizure was in 2019. He has recently had a CT scan of the brain and an EEG performed, which is pending. He appears to have petite seizures / focal seizures. The claimant took Focalin, 5 to 10 milligrams once a day, Keppra, 10 milligrams, QD. He is not taking any medications at this time. They are reevaluating him to make sure that he does have seizures. His condition appears to be stable at this time. The mother states that he always has these movements of his eyes, but he has had no more syncopal episodes. Allegation number 3, hyperactive attention deficit disorder. The mother states since 2016 he was diagnosed with this condition. He is presently in the 8th grade in special ed. He is passing with A's and B's. He does have some problems with math. He is presently on no medications for this condition. And physical examination and psychological examination appear to be normal at this time. His condition appears to be stable. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 2 hours, comma, climb 3 flights of stairs, comma, with the rail. Squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses. And the claimant does like to play basketball with his friends and occasionally football, but he's been placed on restrictions for football secondary to his condition. He is presently taking no medications at this time. Review of symptoms. The claimant does have frequent headaches, comma, visual problems, comma, heart stools, comma, muscle weakness, comma, and abnormal posture. He does not have problems with dizziness, comma, clumsiness, comma, poor appetite or rash. The claimant did have problems with dizziness at one time, but states that at the age of 13, that went away. The claimant also has no problems with hearing, shakiness, vomiting, loose stools, soiling of stools, bedwetting or day wetting, and appears to be able to be functioning well at this time. Activities of daily living. The claimant likes to play football, but they have put him on restrictions because of his condition. He goes to school daily, and then he comes home and does his homework, and he does have friends that he plays with. The claimant is a loner because he is the only child left in the family with his mother. He does like to play basketball, watch TV, and he does have a good relationship with his mother at home. The claimant does not have frequent fights with his peers, adults, or other siblings, and functions well at school with other children. When asked about the child's positive characteristics, the mother states there's nothing that really stands out. He's a normal child. He has his good moments and his bad moments, but he has not given her a lot of problems. developmental milestones. The claimant was not an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months, secondary to motor physical problems of the right upper and lower hemiparesis, and he was not an easy-to-care-for toddler from 18 to 48 months, secondary to all the problems that he had at birth with cerebral palsy. The claimant sat alone without support at 1.5 years, crawled at 2 years, walked without support at 2 1/3 years, said his first words at 2 years, said his first sentences at 3 years, self-dressed without help at 10 to 11 years of age, bladder trained during the day at 10 years, bladder trained during the night at 10 years, and bowel trained at 7 years of age. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently cried, had extreme mood changes, was distractible, was unresponsive to discipline, enjoyed being held, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. During the first 3 years of life, sometimes the child had temper tantrums and was active. Also, during the first 3 years of life, the claimant rarely was afraid of new faces, was destructive, engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior, or explored the surrounding environment secondary to his condition. Birth history. The claimant was born at the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance by C-section. He was a premature delivery at 7 months of age. The mother does not remember how many hours she was in labor, but the child was not delivered by instruments, but was delivered by cesarean section, and the baby was a one-baby birth. She does not remember if he was blue at birth, but she does remember that he was jaundiced and required oxygen. The child was placed in an incubator, and he had a temporary hydrocephalus of the brain, which resolved with time. The child's weight was 6 pounds, and the length was 16 inches. The mother stayed in the hospital for 3 days, and the claimant stayed in the hospital for 7 to 8 weeks, secondary to his problems. Past history, the claimant has hyperactive attention deficit disorder and petite mal seizures / focal seizures, which are still being evaluated at this time. He has not been on medications for these conditions in a while. He also has a mild obesity. Social history. There's nobody in the family that smokes. There's nobody who drinks alcohol. The claimant is the only one who's had seizures. There's nobody who uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. There is nobody in the family who has had hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. The father is 57 and has colon cancer, and he has other siblings and family members who have had hyperactive attention deficit disorder, Down syndrome, and cerebral palsy. The mother is in good health. Medications. As noted earlier, the claimant was on Focalin, 5 to 10 milligrams QD. He is presently not taking anything at this time. allergies. The claimant is allergic to pollen, but no other medications. Physical examination, growth chart. The claimant is at the 100th percentile for his height according to his age, and at the 100th percentile for his weight according to age. His BMI is 34, which is obesity. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 204 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 118/72 mmHg, heart rate 67 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute. As noted earlier, BMI was 34. The claimant is a well-nourished and well-developed male in no acute distress. He does appear to have a mild limp or antalgic gait secondary to right upper and lower hemiparesis from cerebral palsy. Pupils were equally and reactive to light. Oral mucosa with moist and no ferrugina, erythema, or edema was noted. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant presently does not have glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to extremities? Without clubbing, cyanosis, or edema, the claimant does have a mild antalgic gait secondary to right upper and lower hemiparesis, which is very mild. He appears to be able to ambulate fairly well without any problems. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had full range of motion of all joints, and there was no evidence of any active inflammation on examination. The claimant has a basically normal gait with mild antalgic gait secondary to right upper and lower hemiparesis. He could walk on his heels, toes, and squat without any difficulties. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Neurological. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were +2 in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar area. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was +5/5 in all groups tested, with no evidence of any muscle wasting, but he does have mild weakness of the right upper and lower extremity at +4/5. The claimant had decreased good fine finger control for the right hand at +4/5, but was normal for the left hand, which was +5/5. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed mild evidence of decreased vision acuity, but no hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism and no skeletal abnormalities. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medication. The claimant does have a mild right upper and lower hemiparesis with strength at +4/5. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregiver. His affect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age-appropriate. His general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis. Number one, cerebral palsy. Very mild case. He does have a right upper and lower mild hemiparesis with strength of plus 4 over 5, but he is able to function well. Number two, epilepsy slash petite mal seizure slash focal seizure consisting of eye movements such as nystagmus, not confirmed with physical examination. He is presently not being treated for seizures and has not taken the medication for a long period of time. Number three, hyperactive attention deficit disorder. Was diagnosed when he was young. He is presently not being treated for this, and he is not in special ed at this time. This is the end. Oh, okay. Prognosis, good. The claimant appears to be in a normal class and appears to be doing very well. I anticipate that he will continue to function well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Noe Jaden Puente, Jr.